This debilitating spiral has spurred our government to take massive action. In poker terms, the Treasury and Fed have gone all in. Economic medicine that was previously meted out by the cupful has recently been dispensed by the barrel. These once unthinkable dosages will almost certainly bring on unwelcome after effects. Their precise nature is anyone's guess, though one likely consequence is an onslaught of inflation. Moreover, major industries have become dependent on federal assistance, and they will be followed by cities and states bearing mind-boggling requests. Weaning these entities from the public teat will be a political challenge they won't leave willingly. Money Machine. Show 149 for March 6th, 2009. Hello, everybody. This is Paul Douglas Boyer, and that was Warren Buffett speaking in his 2008 annual letter to shareholders on the state of the economy. We're going to talk about the state of our economy, the state of us as individuals, and how we handle this economy on Madman Machine Show 149. We will also have a spin at the Guru Roulette Wheel. We'll pull something out of the Madman Machine Tool Crib. We'll talk about Jim Cramer and all his rantings and ravings and goings-ons. We will remember Paul Harvey. But first, this from the X-Ray Dolls. This past week, he was 90 some years old, 90 actually, and you know, I never really listened to him all that much, but when I did, I really enjoyed it. I googled his name and came up with this article from Morning Edition, September 4th, 2007. Radio personality Paul Harvey celebrates his 89th birthday. Back then, he said he was still doing three broadcasts each weekday and two more on Saturdays. He's near the end of a 10-year contract with ABC Radio. Worth how much money do you think he got for 10 years of doing radio three times a day? You know, about a five-minute spot, you know. $100 million for doing three five-minute spots a day. Now, the rest of the story. I've heard there's an opening. I'm Paul Boyer. Good day. Oh, man, would I love to get that job. Holy cow, who do I call? ABC Radios, if you're listening. Please call me to fill in for Paul Harvey's slot. And, you know, I may even throw in a little bit of Mark Hulbert while we're at it. So I started watching 24 again this season. I think I've watched all of the other seasons completely. And I watched the first 2 or 3 hours of it and got really kind of bored with it. I had hadn't been keeping up with it then. There were several hours on my DVR, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4, 4 to 5, I think. So I started fast-forwarding through the first hour that I missed, and it was boring, people talking, blah, 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 blah. So I skipped all the way ahead to 7 o'clock when they said something was going to happen in D.C. And, yeah, something happened, boy. 24, 7 o'clock, pretty good show. I'm going to have to stay tuned to see what happens at 8 o'clock. Man, what a day. So I moved my 401k plan, I told you, after I quit my job after 18 years. I was able, the shackles were released, the golden handcuffs were removed, and I was able to get out of my 401k plan and get into my own run IRA plan with my own brokerage firm, my own discount brokerage firm, let's say, and really feeling good about that. Now, one of the things that I got by moving, you know, I asked the guy on the phone, I said, so is there any kind of promotion I get? I'm moving all this money over, you know, to my IRA. Is there any kind of special deal you got for me? He said, oh, yeah, we've got 100 free trades. You know, what good does that do me? I'm the buy and hold passive investor guy, right? I didn't tell him that. Well, so now I've got these 100 free trades. And it's like, what's it like? I guess it's like giving a gambling addict free spins at the roulette wheel or something. I don't know. Maybe they'll remove the zero and double zero. Maybe that's what it's like. It's like removing the zero and double zero from the roulette wheel and enabling you to then bet on black or red and try to make money that way. It seems like, by the way, have you heard about that system in roulette where you bet a dollar on black, and if you lose, then you bet $2 on black, and if you lose, then you bet $4 on black, and if you lose, you bet $8 on black, and if you lose, you bet $16 on black. Hopefully, you will win and double your money then. And so, what are you out? Well, I guess the idea is if you do win eventually one of these bets, then you double your money. So if you've bet 16, you win $32. Well, what have you paid? What have you bet so far? You have bet the 16 plus the 8 plus the 4 plus the 2 plus the 1. Total that up, $31. You are ahead a dollar. Sounds like a great system, doesn't it? Well, it does until you realize that you're risking a whole heck of a lot of money to make that $1. And it seems like eventually you've got to hit black. I mean, how many times can black possibly come up in a row, right? So you bet 1, you bet 2, you bet 4, you bet 8, you bet 16, you bet 32, you bet 64, you bet 128, you bet 256, 512, 10, 24. You know, eventually you get to the point where, my gosh, this is a lot of money to bet just to make a dollar. It's got to be an easier way to make money. And in fact, there seems to be an easier way to make money. I read an article in the Wall Street Journal this week. Let's see what it says. The article is entitled, Collect Calls, Demand Rises for Those Voices That Done by Phone. More delinquent debtors mean more jobs for collectors. Start off sweet, finish up stern. Well, this is an article about how more and more debt collecting agencies are hiring voice talent. And they actually have a couple of audio excerpts on here from Kathy Wolf and from Orla Johans. And she has a British accent. So she talks about, hello, we're calling to get our money, basically. But here's the thing that really got my interest in this article. They says, this guy, Chris Blejajak, says, we need more of them. Speaking of the voice talent, he says he's using now a dozen reliable voices to meet the demand, up from just 1 to 2 5 years ago. The talent is usually paid $100 to $300 an hour for a job that can usually be done in an hour. And so Let me just say to you right now. Hello, this is an important message from ABC Bank. By continuing to listen, you acknowledge you are Paul Douglas Boyer. Please call us back today at 571-366-7121. When calling back, please reference ID number 149. This is an attempt to collect a debt. Any information obtained will be used for that purpose. This is not a sales or marketing call. Wow. Debt collection. I've got the studio for it. Just give me a call. So one of the neat things I've came across in the past week was somebody had this idea. I don't remember where it was. I don't remember exactly how they phrased it. But here's the essence of it. They said, we need to reboot the Bill of Rights. They said, we need to reassert it. We need to restate it. We need to frame it. We need to reinvigorate it. We need to start again with it. We need to do a new Bill of Rights, Bill of Rights version 2, the vista, maybe, of the Bill of Rights. I don't know. Well, the basic idea is if we reassert the 10 amendments, the original 10 amendments to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, then all the laws that come after that have to, you know, meet those laws in the Bill of Rights. And, for example, the 10th Amendment, which I've talked about in the past, where the federal government doesn't really have any rights other than those expressed explicitly in the Constitution. The federal government doesn't have the right to control education in the country or to give money to bankers and things. And the federal government doesn't have the right to parcel out the job of running our currency to some private organization. Speaking of which, Ron Paul has a bill, which I hope you'll support. It is H.R. 1207. He introduced it February 26th, 2009. He says, "Madam Speaker, I rise to introduce the Federal Reserve Transparency Act. Throughout its nearly 100-year history, the Federal Reserve has presided over the near-complete destruction of the United States dollar. Since 1913, the dollar has lost over 95% of its purchasing power, aided and abetted by the Federal Reserve's loose monetary policy. How long will we as a Congress stand idly by while hardworking Americans see their savings eaten away by inflation? Only big spending politicians and politically favored bankers benefit from inflation." And my goodness, so the idea is, you know, you talk about regulating. They want new regulations for the bankers. They want new regulations on industry. They want new regulations everywhere. Well, how about regulations on the Fed? How about regulations on the Treasury? Sounds like a good idea to me. Here now, the news. Loudoun County, Virginia. A school bus driver was charged Wednesday with 7 counts of contributing to the delinquency of a minor after she allegedly offered students money to throw snowballs at a 13-year-old victim. Katina Mitchell of Sterling, Virginia, was charged Wednesday afternoon by members of the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office. During the afternoon route on Tuesday, the bus driver apparently offered varying increments of money to the students to throw snowballs at the victim or stuff snow down his shirt. After the students exited the bus, several of them, who are 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students at the Riverbend Middle School, threw snowballs at the 13-year-old. The victim was not seriously injured during the incident. The incident was apparently spurred by an exchange of words between the bus driver, another student on the bus, and the victim. Authorities were made aware of the incident around 5:30 on Tuesday after a parent of the victim contacted the sheriff's office. Mitchell was charged on Wednesday and taken to the Loudoun County Adult Detention Center, where she was booked and released. Contributing to the delinquency of a minor is a Class 1 misdemeanor. The authorized punishment for a Class 1 misdemeanor is confinement in jail for up to 12 months and a fine of up to $2,500, either or both. So I'm glad we're safe now. Last week on show 148, I talked about how Jim Cramer has been talking about gold and how a lot of people said that as soon as Jim Cramer recommends buying gold, that's the time to get out of gold. And it was for a while. I guess gold went down to almost $900 an ounce from 1,000 when he kind of recommended it. But I also mentioned at that time, Cramer should talk about silver. You know, people can actually buy silver coins. You can't, it's hard to buy a gold coin. They're so darn expensive. Well, guess what? On the show this week, he talked about buying silver, the silver ETF and silver eagles and so forth. So I don't know. Somebody over at Mad Money is listening to the Mad Money Machine. Thank you very much for your audience. Here's a suggestion for you. Two things. The United States is not the only down market in stocks. You know, Jim Cramer gets on TV and he blames the Obama administration, or he blames this and that for the U.S. stock market going down. And, well, guess what? Markets are down even more in other countries around the world. Who are we going to blame for them? Do you blame the United States federal government for all of the other countries' stock markets going down? Maybe, I mean, maybe the dollar being the reserve currency of the entire world and how goofed up it is, maybe we are to blame for the entire world's stock markets going down. I have a feeling that there's more to it than that. You know, as in anything economics, I have a feeling that this complex web of a lot of interlocking variables is much more difficult to pin blame on any one thing. But there is one thing that I do hold to be a truth. And that is that individuals should have liberty. An individual should not be forced against their will to do something. An individual should not harm another individual. Whether as a single person or as a collective of individuals, should you harm another individual. Well, the second thing I would advise the folks over at Mad Money is, now that you've talked about gold, now that you've talked about silver, let's talk about Austrian economics. Let's talk about what really got us into this boom-bust cycle. Let's talk about the Federal Reserve, and they know nothing! Well, they do know something. They know how to run a currency. They know how to run their banks, and they know how to get taxpayer money, your money, into their pockets. You see, all this government money, that this bailout money, where does it really come from? Where is it? Where does the money really come from that the government is giving to banks? It either comes from you or someone who owns a dollar bill. That's the two places. You are either going to wind up paying more taxes somehow. They're probably not going to call it an income tax, but they're going to get it. They're going to get you. You have no doubt about that. Well, Jim Cramer, here's a suggestion. Let's have a show, a one-hour show. You've got a whole hour to fill. Five nights a week, 5 hours a week to do this show. And I, this lightning round and all this stuff is just getting silly at this point. People calling in, should I buy this stock? Here's an idea for a show one week. Let's have you and Ron Paul and Warren Buffett sit around the table and talk. Take viewer questions. Announce it a week or two ahead of time. Have people Twitter in their questions to you as a group. And let's let you guys hash out what we should really do in this country. The structure that we should take for handling the money, handling the government. And let's just see what happens. I'd like to see you three guys agree on something. But I gotta say... For all this ranting and raving I've been doing about how badly things are going on, I personally am really not that much affected by the economic downturn. I haven't lost my job. I mean, I quit my job, for heaven's sake, several months ago. Truth be known, it's a couple of years ago. Let's see. I haven't really lost that much of my net worth. Because as I told you, my risk capacity went way down early last year. Having listened to Ron Paul, I guess, I realized that the risks were out there. And I got out of stocks and went into cash mostly. I don't know when the market's going to turn around. I know I'm going to miss the upside when it happens. I know that when the upside comes, it's going to be ginormous. And I'm going to miss most of it. And right now, and for the past 8-10 months, I can't take the risk, and I didn't take the risk, so I haven't been affected in that way. Inflation really hasn't hurt me because I don't buy anything. You know, I'm not buying a house. I'm not trying to sell my house. I'm not underwater in my house. We bought our house 10 years ago, and so far we're still above water. I guess the way that I feel like I'm going to be affected is through higher taxes and through higher inflation. I feel like that's the way that I'm going to be affected in the coming years. And perhaps the other way I'm going to be affected is just by knowing other people who are affected, who do lose their jobs. We do know some people who've lost their jobs. We do know some people who are underwater in their house payments. And just seeing the malaise around the country would be an effect to me personally. I wonder how you are affected. Send me your Twitters to Mad Money Machine. Send me your emails to feedback@madmoneymachine.com. Call me on the voicemail line, 571-366-7121. Go to drop.io/madmoneymachine and leave a posting out there. Let's pull something out of the Mad Money Machine tool crib. Well, we need some light-heartedness in these dark-hearted times. And so in that note, I got an email from Daniel, and he has put up a website called recessionjunction.com. And it is a place where you can buy some junk. He's got some t-shirts, he's got some bumper stickers and mouse pads, and a squishy doll. Well, let's see what the t-shirt says. My government gave out $700 billion, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt. $12.95 at recessionjunction.com. My other car is my house, is one of the bumper stickers. My other car got my bailout. And he's got a squeezy doll here. It's in the shape of a banker. It's the Wall Street Revenge doll. Coming soon, since Wall Street gave you a beating, give one back with this stress ball. Give the head a pinch. Give his head the pinch you have been feeling. This is like one of those rubber dolls that Jim Cramer has on his show, The Bear and the Bull. This one is a person dressed up as a banker carrying a briefcase. $6.95 at recessionjunction.com. Well, unlike most of the tools I've given you, this one is not all that free, but it's fun to look at. Got an email from Stacy. Says, Paul, you had mentioned being curious about capitalizing on ETFs and their associated pricing discrepancies. Larry Connors has performed an in-depth study on this subject and is going to be teaching some trading tactics designed to take advantage of this. View his webcast here, and here's the URL. Best regards, Stacy. So I went out to that site, and in fact, yeah, there's about an hour and 20-minute long video. He's talking, he's showing some PowerPoint slides about ETFs. Now, you get into the first few minutes of it, and he says, okay, so what's an ETF? And I'm going to be talking more about this on the on my talk on Saturday. Okay, and then here's some ETFs, and here's the stock market, and here's how it's performed in the past. And I'm going to be talking more about this on Saturday. And so after first few minutes of this, you know, I get the idea. Okay, so this is an advertisement for his actual class that you have to pay for on Saturday. So let me just skip all the way to the end where he's going to give me the prices and dates instead of listening to this thing in the middle. And so I did get to the end. It takes a while for the graphics to refresh. And so I got to the point at the end where he's talking and I don't see the graphic yet. He says, now, the class will be taught on Saturday. Well, it's going to be 6 hours on Saturday and 4 hours on Sunday, this, that, and the other thing. It'll be $84.95, and I hope you'll attend. We do have a limit on how many people will attend this class so that we can get everybody in. And I'm thinking, $84.95? $85 to take an online class? That's kind of high, isn't it? I mean, anybody's limiting it. Oh, so there's only 20 people that can attend. $85 times 20 people. What is that, $1,700 for a 10-hour class? $170 an hour? I like that money. That's pretty good. But then the chart came up. And on the chart, it showed that the price of the class was $84.95. But it was $8,495 he's asking for this class. Oh, my gosh. Folks, I'm in the wrong business. I should be out there teaching a class. You know, I've got to have the introductory class first that's free, the teaser class. I'm going to tell you how to beat the market, picking stocks and picking the right ETFs. My system has been guaranteed. It's proven in 97% of the time to beat the market. And we're going to show you how to use that coming up on Saturday, 6-hour class Saturday, 4-hour class on Sunday. Be there. And bring your money. Oh, man. I don't know, folks. What do you think about all this? Do you get suckered into these kinds of things? Not saying that this particular one is a sucker scheme. I mean, yeah, there's professional traders, and they really need the information on how to do professional trading because they work for a company that does professional trading. Oh, man, what a great deal. What a great deal that is. Let's play a round of the world's favorite game, Guru Roulette. I've replaced the numbers on a roulette wheel with the names of investment gurus. I'll spin the wheel and roll the marble, and for the selected guru, give you a little background on their investment philosophy. So here we go. And the winner this time on Madman Machine Show 149 is Bill and Hillary Clinton. Well, I'm going back to a news article from Friday, June 15th, 2007. Now, if you recall, the peak of the stock market was in October of this same year, 2007. This article is from June of that year, June, July, August, September, October, 4 months before the peak of the market. There comes this article in from FoxNews.com. Bill, Hillary Clinton sold drug oil assets to avoid conflicts of interest, it says Washington. Bill and Hillary Rodham Clinton liquidated the contents of their blind trust upon learning it contained investments of $5 million to $25 million that could pose conflicts of interest or prove to be embarrassing to her presidential campaign. So they sold all their stocks in June of 2007. Did they know something that we didn't know? Congratulations, Bill and Hillary Clinton. You're the guru on show 149. Well, so I told you I have sold my Kindle. Got a pretty good price for it. I have not bought a new Kindle, which is a pretty good deal. I haven't spent $360 on a new electronic gizmo that I don't really need. But... remember, I told you I bought 3 books for the Kindle, and so they're just gone. I can't access those books that I bought. You know, if I'd have bought the physical book, I'd have the book on my bookshelf. Well, something came out this week that allows me to get at those books, and it is Kindle for iPhone. It's a free application from Amazon. You go to the App Store, you search in Kindle, you download it, you type in your Amazon username and ID, password, and you can get to your Kindle books, and they come up in color. The colors are in covers are in color now, and you can read it. It's a nice little tool. You can change the font sizes, and so I can get back at my books on the Kindle for the iPhone. I wonder, do you really need a Kindle to be able to buy books from the Kindle store? I may try that. Maybe I'll buy another book and see if I can just read it on my iPhone. It's time now for the Learning Earning segment brought to you by Index Funds Advisors, where we learn how to earn our financial freedom. And boy, now more than ever, we need financial freedom. Freedom from the Fed, I believe. Well, on the IFA website, they've got a really interesting new article. What was the wildest 2 years of Index Portfolio 100 over the past 81 years? I've talked about rolling 12-month periods, right? And there were 961 12-month rolling periods, 12-month monthly rolling periods. The worst and best are right next to each other. The worst 12 months and the best 12 months are right next to each other in the rolling returns. First, this Index Portfolio 100, which is a simulated portfolio, and I'll be talking more about this simulation idea in upcoming shows. So first, this portfolio went down 72% in 12 months. But then it went up, get this, in the next 12 months, 264%. Oh, man. If you'd have called a bottom on that, you would have done pretty well. The total return over the 2 years, 3.52%. Oh, my gosh. Talk about reversion to the mean. Well, I'll have a link to this in the show notes of show 149. And you can actually see, using their Benchmark Your Portfolio tool, the index calculator, you can see there those 2 years between 1931 and 1933. So they say there's two things that make the market move, fear and greed. And right now we're in the midst of a fearful panic. Just wait till greed takes over. That's the Learning Earnings segment brought to you by Index Funds Advisors. I'd like to encourage you to go to their website. I know you have, and I know you need to go there again. I know you need now more than ever to take their risk capacity survey again. You can take the 5-question one. It'll get you right there where you need to be. And then open an account at Schwab, Fidelity, or TD Ameritrade. What? What do you mean? Open an account at Schwab, Fidelity, or TD Ameritrade. Shouldn't you open an account at IFA? No. IFA will provide ongoing advice on optimal index allocations, rebalancing, tax loss harvesting, performance and tax reporting, education, and evaluation of other investment strategies. IFA is a DFA-approved advisor and typically advises clients to invest in Dimensional Fund Advisors index mutual funds. IFA is a fee-only advisor and does not receive any form of compensation from any index funds or investment products. Contact them right away to help you manage your financial freedom. The snarky Chris Dodd on TV, C-SPAN or something. He was talking, asking Bernanke a question the other day, and he said, "Aren't you glad we didn't decide to move all the Social Security into the stock market?" I am so glad you joined me this week. You gave me 30 to 40 minutes of your time to listening to the Mad Money Machine. I'm Paul Douglas Boyer, saying it takes knowledge to make money, and it takes the Mad Money Machine to get you that knowledge. I'll see you next week for the big show 150. I wouldn't expect too much. In the meantime, visit Index Funds Advisors on the web at ifa.com and subscribe to their podcast in iTunes. Search iTunes for Index Funds Advisors. I'll see you next week. Have a great week, everybody. Good luck.